This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome again to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling okay today. Well, some years ago, millions of Oprah Winfrey fans were waiting excitedly with great expectation for Oprah was going to explain to them on her program, TV program, the purpose of life. She was going to answer the question, what was the real purpose of life? Now, surely, if anyone could tell them, it would be Oprah Winfrey. And right at the end of the one-hour show, she simply looked into the camera, gave a little shrug and said, well, the purpose of life, you've got to figure that out for yourself. Look within. That's all she said. I don't think there was much help there, especially to those who felt, well, that was disappointing. I'm a loser myself. Am I worth anything? Now, I think these are the sort of serious questions that many people ask themselves. Maybe you've asked yourself the same question. Am I worth anything? How do we know if we've succeeded in life? You know, are you a success? Is it outward beauty, good looks? Is it your status in life or your intelligence? Maybe it's to do with the amount of money that you've got or the car that you drive. Our world really is very superficial in the way it looks at this and the way it judges if you and I, if we're worthwhile people. And I have the sense that many older people in our community feel worthless. They're getting older, they're slowing down, perhaps physically, mentally, and many of them feel they're discarded and unimportant. And I think that's a great tragedy. It was Norman Vincent Peale who said, to achieve anything significant, everyone needs a little imagination and a big dream. That's what he said. It's good. No matter who you are or what your position in life, in order for you to achieve all that God intends, you need a dream. And what is it that holds us back? People like Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, he had a big vision. He wanted to recruit a man called John Sculley into his team, and John Sculley was the president of Pepsi. And Steve Jobs said to him, do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water, or do you want to come and change the world? Well, John Sculley eventually did become CEO of the Apple Corporation. And it's true that sometimes we do need a nudge or a word from someone to say, look, you can do better than this. Robert Schuller, he speaks a lot about this. He said, you should have proper self-esteem, dignity and self-worth because you were made in the image of God. Now, I think that's where we're starting to make sense here. This is the message that makes all the difference. You were made in the image of God. Now, it's not just Robert Schuller saying it's the Bible. The Old Testament says that God breathed life into the man, Adam. And we read in Genesis 2:7, the man started breathing. So God created man and he created you and me. That's what he did. And because of that, we matter. So don't let anyone tell you. You do make a difference and God loves you so much. 1 John 3:1 says, think how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children. And this is truly who we are. So no matter how worthless you may feel, remember that God thinks differently, that you are my child. I want you to be part of my family. So my worth as an individual, I want to talk about this again tomorrow. The Bible says that we were created in God's image. In fact, Psalm 139, if you have a look at it in the Bible, talks about it in this way, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So God has woven within us this thread, if you like, of greatness because not because we're anything great in ourselves, but because we belong to God. After all, the best known verse in the Bible says that God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. That's John 3:16. And, you know, there's nothing better than that. Each day can be a significant day. I heard someone say that life is much when God is involved. And we might think we're ordinary people. We can't do anything extraordinary, but have another think about that. God is the master of taking ordinary people and doing extraordinary things with them. Thank you, dear Lord, for these wonderful truths that we are worthwhile people because we are made in your image. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.